Today's Amud for Chazara is Megillah Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. We're holding on Yud Beis and Mabez, 8 lines from the bottom, the last word on the line. Says the Gemara that Ish Yehudi Haya B'Shushan Habira, and the Pasuk continues to tell us Mordechai Zichas, Ben Yair, Ben Shimi, Ben Kish, Ish Yemini. So says the Gemara, my Kamar, what's the Pasuk doing saying all of Mordechai's parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, if it's coming to tell us his yichus, so tell us everybody. If you're going all the way back to Binyamin, so tell us the whole chain. Why does the Dafka say these names? Says the Gemara, Tana Kulan al Shemay Nikro, because they're all really also references to Mordechai himself. Ben Yair is Ben Sheheir, a name shall Yisrael b'tfilasai. He's someone that he was mayor of the eyes of Klal Yisrael through his tefillah. Ben Shimi is Ben Sheshama Kel tfilasai. Hashem heard his tefillahs. Ben Kish, Shehikish al Ashar Rachamim v'niftechulai. He banged on the gates of Rachamim and they were opened from him. Karila Yehudi, the Pasuk says that he was a Yehudi. So Amam Yehuda Ka'asei. That sounds like he came from Shevet Yehuda. But then the Karila Yamini. Amam Binyamin Ka'asei. That makes it sound like he came from Shevet Binyamin. So which one is it? Amar Rav Nachman, Mordechai Muchtar ben Yimusai Haya. Mordechai had a lot of different names. And Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that Avav mi Binyamin, ve'imai mi Yehuda. He was called both because his parents came from each one. His father came from Binyamin, but his mother actually came from Shevet Yehuda. V'rabbanan amri, that mishpacha is mezgarei zu bezu. That it was the families of Binyamin and Yehuda were fighting with each other. Mishpachas Yehuda imeres anagaram demisyal and Mordechai. We get the credit for Mordechai. It's our shevet of Yehuda. Delay katle David, the Shimi ben Gera. David really should have killed Shimi ben Gera. And David, who comes from Yehuda, David didn't kill him. And ultimately from Shimi comes Mordechai. So we, the family of David, the family of Yehuda, we get the credit. Umishpachas Binyamin amra, and they say we get the credit because Lamaisa he comes from Binyamin. Rava Amar, Rava says it was actually the opposite. Knesset Yisrael Amar Leidach Gisa. It was Klal Yisrael arguing in the other direction. They were saying, Ru'u ma'asa li Yehuda u'mashilim li Yamini. Look what Yehuda did. Look what he did wrong, and what Binyamin completed. Ma asali Yehudi, look what Yehuda did wrong, delekatle David l'shimi, because David HaMelech didn't kill Shimi. Oh, he really should have killed him. Now that he didn't kill him, de'asyalim mine Mordechai. Now we got Mordechai come from Shimi, de'mikani be'haman, who got Haman all upset, and he's the cause of this whole gezerah. U'mashilim li'yamini is referring to the fact, delekatle Shaul la'agag. It's because Shaul, who comes from Binyamin, didn't kill Agag, Yelid Minei Haman, and Haman ultimately comes from Agag. The Mitzar Yisrael, who's the one who made the Gzera. Rabbi Yechon Amar, the Oilami Binyamin Kase, really Mordechai just came from Shevet Binyamin. But my Karla Yehudi, Al Shum Shekafer B'Avodah Zarah. He got the name Yehudi because he was Kaifer in Avodah Zarah, Shekola Kaifer. B'Avodah Zarah is Nikor Yehudi. Kedichsev, like the Pasuk says, Esau Guvrin Yehudain. That they reported to Nebuchadnezzar, the Hanani, Mishael, Azariah weren't bowing to the Tzelem of Nebuchadnezzar, and they called them Yehudim. So you see, a Yehudi is a name for a person who's Kaifer when he would open up his shir and divrei ayamim, so Amar Hachi, he would say the following: that all your words divrei ayamim, they're all really one. You give a lot of names to different people, but it's all really the same person. And we know how to darshan them. And as an example, he said the pasuk says v'ishtei ayehudia, referring to basya bas paray, yelda is yared, avi gedar, v'as chever, avi shoychay, v'as ikutiel, avi zanayach, v'elo b'nei. So says the Gemara, my Karla Yehudia. The Pasuk's really discussing Basya Basparei. It says that she gave birth to Moshe. It says a whole bunch of names for Moshe Rabbeinu. And so we're gonna talk about those names soon. But says the Gemara that Basya is called Yehudia. So why is she called Yehudia? Al Shum Shekafra B'Avodah Zarah. She got the name Yehudia. The Pasuk's calling her Yehudia because she was Kaifer B'Avodah Zarah. Dechsev, like the Pasuk says, Vateret Basparei Lirchot Zayar. That she went to go bathe herself in the Yar. That she went to convert, to run away. She was kaifer in the Avodah Zarah of her father. Yalda, says the Gemara, she gave birth to Moshe Rabbeinu, v'harabuye rabisei. She just raised him. She didn't give birth to him. Says the Gemara, loymer lecha, shekola megado yasam v'yasayimah v'saych beisei, that anybody who raises a yasam or yasayimah inside of his house, ma'ala lova kasav kidu yalda. So the pasuk considers it as if she gave birth to him because she raised him. Yared, says the Gemara is Maisha. This is really just a nickname for Maisha. V'lama nikra shema Yared, she yared lehem liYisrael man biyamav. Because he's the one who, during his lifetime, the man came down for Klal Yisrael. Gedor, she gadar pirtzeisein shel Yisrael. He caused the breaches in Klal Yisrael to be closed by giving us the Torah. Chever, she chiver as Yisrael avin sheba shemayim. He brought Klal Yisrael and Hashem together. Seichai, she nasis lehem liYisrael kesukah. He acted as protection for Klal Yisrael like a sukkah. Yikutiel, she kavu Yisrael lekel biyamav. He caused Klal Yisrael to hope to Hashem. Zanoyach, she is niach avaneisein shel Yisrael. He caused Klal Yisrael's sins to be forgiven. Avi, avi, avi. He's called three times Av. Av b'Teira, Av b'Chochm, Av b'Nevius. He was the leader in all three of these categories. Ve'ela b'nei b'siya shalokach mered, says the Gemara, v'chi mered shemai, we know that she married v'aloi Kalev shemai. We know that she married Kalev ben Yefunah. So why is Kalev being called mered? Says the Gemara, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that Kalev shemared be'atzas meraglim, yavai Kalev shemared be'atzas meraglim, v'yisaz maspari shemared be'glul le'beis havi. It makes sense. It's the perfect shidduch. We have Kalev who rebelled against the other Meraglim and didn't give in to their Eitzah. And we have Basya Bas Paroi who rebelled against her father's Avodah Zarah. So it makes sense that they should marry each other. Asher Hugla Yerushalayim. The Pasuk describes Mordechai as going into Galus, but doesn't say Asher Hugla. It says Asher Hugla Amarava Shugala Me'atzmai. He wasn't really forced into the Galus. He just went on his own. Vahi Aimin Es Hadassah, and he raised Hadassah, referring to Esther. Karile Hadassah V'Karile Esther. She's called by these two names. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, to explain the two names. Remeir Aimer Esther Shema, that her real name was Esther. V'lama Nikra Shemai Hadassah Al Shem HaTzadikim Shenikro Hadassah. She was called Hadassah because she was a tzaddikus, and tzaddikim are called Hadassim. V'cheinu Aimer, like the Pasuk says, V'hu Aimer Bein Hadassim, that the Shechinah rests amongst the tzaddikim. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer Hadassah Shema, that was her actual name. V'lama Nikra Shema Esther. Why was she called Esther as a nickname? Al Shem Shaisa Masteris Devareah, because she hid her words. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says, at Ein Esther Magedas Es Amo, she didn't reveal which nation she came from. Rabbi Nechemi Aimer Hadassah Shema, V'lama Nikra Shema Esther. She was called Esther as a nickname by the Goyim because she was beautiful like the star, she was beautiful like the moon. She wasn't overly tall, not short, elabaninus, average. Kahadasa, just like a hadas, that's why she got the nickname Hadasa. Rabbi Shua ben Karachaymer, that Esther Yurak Rekes Haisa, Stam, you should know that she wasn't very beautiful, she had a green-like complexion, but still was an ace, that she found favor in people's eyes. The Pasuk says that Esther didn't have a father and a mother, and when her parents died, so then Mordechai took her in. So says the Gemara Lamali, why is it after repeat that she didn't have parents a second time? Amr v'acha ibarta mesa via miladta mesa ima. It's coming to stress that it's not just that her parents died at some point during her lifetime. She never had parents. Her father died during her mother's pregnancy, and her mother died during childbirth. The Pasuk says that Mordechai took her in as a bas. Tana Mishum Remeir, I'll take her the bas el labayis. He took her in as a wife. Achashverosh was alive at the time. They couldn't write that lehedi in the Megillah that really she was married to Mordechai, but really it means as a wife. Chenu Aimer, like the Pasuk says, Ularash Englo Kiim Kivsa Achas Ketana Sherkan Vichay Vetigdal Imay Vimbanav Yachtov Mipito Seicha Mikoyze Tishta, and says Uvechekay Tishkav Vatiloy Kabas, and he lies with her, and it's like to him as a daughter. Says the Gemara, Mishum de Bechekai Tishkav, Havasle Labas. Is that something a person does with his daughter? He lies with her. El Labayas, rather means as a wife. So Achanami Labayas, here also you see that the word Bas could sometimes be read as bias, as a wife. So too over here in the Megillah, even though the Pasuk says Bas, it really means as a wife. Vasheva and Naira is the Gemara. It says that Esther Amalka had 7 maidservants. Amarava, Shaisa Maina Behen Yemei Shabbos. She used the 7 maidservants to count the days of the week. And Haggai did something for Esther. Amar Rav, what's this thing that she did that he did for Esther? Shechila Meichel Yehudi, that he gave her the kosher meal. Ushmuel Amar Shechila Kudle Dechazire, that he fed her some fatty chazer, some fat bacon. Rabbi Yechonon Amar Zarainim, it's referring to beans. V'chinu Aimer, and like the pasuk says, that beans is something that a tzaddik could be sustained by. V'ya Melzer Naisias Pas Bag. Bagam v'nois and lam zareinim, referring to Hanani, Mishael, v'Azaria when they were younger and they were by Nebuchadnezzar, so they were fed these beans and they were able to still look healthy. Shisha radashim b'shemen amar, so they spent 6 months being anointed with this special oil. My shemen amar, what is this? Rav Chiya bar Abba amar stachas, it's referring to balsam oil. Rav Huna amar shemen zayish lehevi shlesh, it's olive oil which the olives didn't yet grow a third. And Tani, we learned in the Braiser, Rav Yuda Aimer, and Fakiyoin is shemen zayish lehevi shlesh v'lama sachin oisai, and why is it that they use this to anoint themselves with it? Shemesher esaseyar u'ma'adin esabasar, it removes the hair and it makes the person's skin look very nice and fresh. Be'erev hibo v'avayker yishava, Achashverosh was with all the different women and it says that they came by night and they left in the morning. Am Rabbi Yochanan miganu nasai shalaisei rasha. So Laman Nushivcha Shalahi Meshamish Mitasabayan. From the Gnos, Mignosa Shalisa Rasha, you see also the fact that he had a redeeming quality, the fact that he was only together at night and not in the day. But he Esther Naisis Chain, Amr Belazar, Malamit Shalakol Echad Ve'echad Nidmasa Laiku Masai. Everybody who saw Esther, they viewed her as being one of their own. The pasuk stresses the fact that Esther was brought to Achashverosh in the 10th month, which is Teves. Why is the pasuk stressing it? To show us the nace that Hashem orchestrated it like that, which is a time, a month, that's cold outside, and a person naturally likes being together with someone else. It says that he loved Esther the most from Mikola Besulais. Amarav, Bikesh, whatever he wanted, that's what he tasted, so to speak. So then the pasuk says that after he chose Esther, he makes this big party. Says the Gemara that Avid Mishtaya, he made this big party to try to get Esther to say where she came from. But she still wouldn't say where she came from. Dali Karga, he removed the head tax. She still wouldn't tell him. Shada Partishne, he sent gifts to all the different noblemen in the world and saying that it's coming from Esther. She still wouldn't say where she came from. The pasuk then says, "Ubi kabitz besulei shenis." He made another beauty pageant. Says the Gemara, "Why is he making the second beauty pageant? He just chose Esther. Why is he doing it again?" Also, shakol etzami Mordechai, because he went and he asked Mordechai for some advice. How can I get Esther to tell me to open up? So Amr, so Mordechai said that ein ishla miskano ela biyerech averta. A woman doesn't get jealous except for from the thigh of her friend. Meaning, you bring in another lady, that will definitely get her to open up. But still, Esther did not open up. As the pasuk says that ain Esther magedas miladita, that Esther still didn't reveal where she came from.